it's Olivia Dorisbleet, and I'm back for another podcast. I'd like to thank our sponsors today, Ryerson University. They meet at the intersection of mind and action, where their students learn in a classroom that is enhanced by real-world knowledge and experiences. Today's podcast is focused on feminist theory, mainly on women in the workplace. To start off, what is feminist theory? Feminist theory is a political, social, and economical idea that women are equal to men. So today I want to talk about how women are treated differently in the workplace regarding maternity leave, pay, and what it's like to be a woman in a mostly male-dominated job. To start off, I want to talk about pay. It is 75 cents on average that a woman makes to every dollar a man makes. This gap is even wider for women who are indigenous, living with disability, or if they're newcomers. This means it would take 15 and a half months to make how much a man earns in 12. Kind of ridiculous, right? This means on average a man makes $7,200 more than a female does annually. That's a ridiculous statistic and things need to change. On a brighter note though, in 2015, 82% of women from ages 25 to 54 participated in the workplace, a significant increase from the 1950s when it was only 21%. These statistics are still disappointing to me though, because after all the progressions females have made throughout time, they're still not getting paid the same as a man would. Secondly, I'd like to talk about stay-at-home moms and maternity leave. So in the 1950s, it was kind of assumed that the woman would stay at home and take care of the kids, clean and cook. And they weren't, like, offered any big jobs like doctors or engineers or firemen. Like, they didn't have that opportunity. However, this has integrated in today's world. Not that a woman can't do those things, however, but it's assumed that they're going to stay at home with the children when they have a baby. And it is looked at as shocked or as strange when a man stays home with his children when he has his new baby for a parental leave. For example, in the 1970s, a statistic showed that every stay-at-home father was accounted for as approximately 1 in 70 in all Canadian families. As a stay-at-home parent, however, this has increased a lot by a 1 to 10 ratio, which is great. This is also shown in media today. For example, in the popular TV show The Mindy Project, when she had her son, her boyfriend assumed she was going to stay home while he worked. I think this was unfair because they had both equally important jobs. When this was shown on the show, it brought up a big issue, how women don't always have to stay home with the children while the men worked. It can definitely be a switch in roles. Lastly, I want to talk about how some females are in mostly male-dominated jobs and what's that like for them. For example, engineering. For every 10 men there is in engineering, there's one female. This is a pretty sad statistic because it is such a great field to be in. So today, I'm going to welcome my sister, who's actually in school for biomedical engineering, and I want to talk to her about what that's like. Hi. So now, welcome my sister, Joelle.
Hi, my name is Joelle Dornsplit, and I'm in Ryerson for biomedical engineering. I just finished my first year there, and I'm looking forward to the next three.
So, Joelle, what's it like to be in a mostly male-dominated job?
For the most part, I'm enjoying it a lot, and I'm fascinated by everything I'm learning, but it can also be discouraging as well. Like, one day we were in a lab, and I was using a screwdriver to make a project, and a man came up to me and asked me if I knew how to use a screwdriver. And as everyone knows, most people know how to use basic equipment. So at that time, I kind of felt a little bit discouraged with it because I just felt like they thought of me less as and thought of me not capable to do that. But when I was able to show them that I was able to use everything, all the tools and everything, it can be really encouraging and like,
it felt nice to be looked at as equal for them. Has anyone ever made assumptions about your job choice or your career path?
Yeah, one time I was at a social event and some people asked me what major I was in, and when I told them an engineering field, they were in shock and they didn't believe me. They accused me that I could only take dance and culinary and acting, like in theater. They did not believe that I was in that, and they didn't think I was capable of doing that, which I took as offense. And
yeah, why do you think they thought that you were in dance or culinary?
Because engineering is not a dominant or female dominant or female equal field, and they thought that dance might have been more well suited for me.
So as I stated earlier, for every 10 men there is in a engineering class, there's one female. Is this shown at your school?
Yeah, I would actually say to every 20 men, there's one female. And this is kind of discouraging because it's really important for women to go into these fields to show what they can do.
Kind of leading off from our last question, why do you think women should get into fields that are mostly dominated by men?
So, as I was saying, everybody has different ideas and takes on things, so I think it's important to get everyone's ideas on things, including women's. But just to also represent the female population and show that we can do stuff and we are not that different from men, and that we can all are equal and we can all think alike and act alike, but also that we are able to do it the same amount as them and even more.
So, Joelle, have you ever been treated differently because you're a female in this field?
Yes, I have, actually. So, midterms come along every semester, and one time I had my technology math midterm, which I studied for weeks for. I put in so many hours, I tried very hard, and I actually, fortunately, ended up with a 90 on it, which I was so, so, so proud of. But many of the guys in my class winged it, and they didn't really study for it because they didn't think it'd be too hard. They failed it, and they came after my grade after that, and they started saying how the teacher favoritizes women and how I got part marks because he likes women better than men, which was untrue because all my answers were perfect. Only one of them was wrong, and he completely marked it wrong. But other than that, all of them were perfect, and they were saying, like, I was getting old part marks, and that's how my marks were made up of.
This story is kind of upsetting to me because you had every right to get a perfect mark as they did. Just because they didn't study doesn't mean that they couldn't have got a good as mark as you. And they shouldn't be targeting you just because you are a female and they were covering up for their masculinity and why they didn't get better than you. So, Joelle, why do you think it's important for females to get into jobs that are mostly male-dominated?
I think it's important because mostly females are shown as a fragile, quote-unquote, gender, but this is not the case. I encourage people to do what they love and what they want to do. If they're into helping people, then you go do that. If you're into putting things back together and taking them apart, you do that. But mainly, even if it's men-dominated and you want to do it, you can do it because no one should hold you back from what you want to or what you feel the need to do.
Yeah, definitely. Do what you love. So lastly, Joelle, what would you say to a female who's trying to get into engineering?
I would encourage them to do that because it's a super rewarding place to be in. It's difficult, but if you stay motivated and encouraged, you can definitely do it. As well as don't get discouraged by the men in your class because they will say mean, nasty stuff, but you just have to keep moving forward and keep your eye on your goal. And
just try your best and stuff. Like, do the best that you can in your field and don't let anyone discourage you.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us, Joelle.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
The following information came from Ontario Gender Wage Gap Strategies Committee, Ontario Equal Pay Collection, Canada Statistics, Women in Engineering, and CanadianWomen.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.